complimentary bottle by texting BOOST1 to 99000. Again, text B-O-O-S-T and the number 1 to 99000.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender, a service from Reputation.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 1-800-809-7963 now. That's 1-800-809-7963 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts and patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 1-800-809-7963 for a free consultation. That's 1-800-809-7963. 1-800-809-7963.
Bishop's Post is alive with activity every day, with Monday through Friday happy hours featuring cocktail, beer, and wine specials, plus fabulous offerings on their new bar menu for only $8. Also, their wine list is the best wine list in St. Louis. Bishop's Post has a terrific patio and three private dining rooms, which are perfect for all occasions. Bishop's Post is located off Chesterfield Highway West, next to Chesterfield Mall. To book an event, contact Jenna. And for more information, visit bishopspost.com.
We all have big dreams, whether it's buying a new home, paying off your bills, or even college tuition. Vinson Mortgage understands that sometimes we all need a little help, and that's why we're here. By using the equity in your home, you can turn these big dreams into a reality. Call today and let one of our experienced loan officers help you find the best options for your financial future. 314-839-9999 or visit VinsonMortgage.com.
NMLS 225-095, 12801, Flushing Meadows, St. Louis 63131.
The only thing I love more than chocolate is a great deal. So was I ever pleased when I clicked on GoToDobbs.com. Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers has great deals on brand name tires and expert auto service. See for yourself the sweet deals at Dobbs. Click on GoToDobbs.com today.
Easter is Sunday, so get the calls through Saturday and take an extra 20% off with your friends and family savings pass. Some exclusions apply. See storicals.com for details.
Hi there, it's Frank Opinion, proud owner of a beautiful Oriental rug. By the way, you can say Oriental rug in this PC world we live in. It's Asian people, but it's still Oriental Rugs, and I have one, and it's beautiful. I've had it for 30 years, and it looks like the day we got it. I have a great opportunity for you. Amini's is helping a company liquidate and close out their inventory of gorgeous Oriental Rugs, and it's happening right next door to Amini's in Chesterfield Valley. These are rugs of every shape and size and color and price point, and it's, I want to say a ton of rugs, but tons actually 2,000 pounds. It's certainly more than that. If you've ever thought of having a beautiful rug like this, this is the time. This is not some fly-by-night sale. When these rugs are gone, that's the end. They won't need the space that they're renting next door anymore to house all these rugs. You can actually take your rug home, see how it looks in your house, bring it back, and get another one. And the warranties are all still good until the sale is over. These are not defective rugs either, by the way, or seconds. Some are new, some are antique. But their liquidation price is 60 to 80% off. It's not a joke. It's not like a lot of these sales where they, you know, package it and sort of structure it verbally to make it sound like something it's really not. This is the real deal. 11,000 square feet right next to Amini's with over 5,000 rugs. You know where Amini's is? Copper Dome, Chesterfield Valley. Get in there, take a look at these. Look at these rugs. They are gorgeous. Aminis, aminis.com.
Hi, on tape from Hollywood, The Larry Sanders Show. Tonight, join Larry and his guests, John Lovett, Lyle Lovett, Steve Duchesne, and me, hey now, Hank Kingsley. Because we've tried it with just the desk, and it really isn't the same. Larry Sanders!
Sad news to report. I think that's the greatest show that's ever been on television, The Larry Sanders Show. Gary Shandling
comedian Gary Shandling, who's probably influenced every comedian since he broke onto the scene about 35 years ago, died today at the age of 66, Ian tells me.
Yes. Yeah. I just, because I was not up to date with the recent season of Comedians in Cars, so I just watched it last week, and I think he was maybe the last episode, and it's very funny because those two obviously go way back together. And
they go way back to the Comedy Store. I remember watching Gary Shandling when he was on the Carson Show and got called over to the couch. I loved the Gary Shandling Show, the one that he had Tom Petty on all the time.
Yes, was on. I was a fan of that, too.
And I love that guy. He was very funny, and he will be greatly missed in the entertainment industry, and we'll talk a little bit more about that in a little bit. You know, give you some details, but we didn't give the numbers. I didn't give the numbers to call in because it's Thursday and we do our segment on Thursdays for This Side of the Law, 314-969-5877, 888-550-5877, star KTRS. Still don't know why they do 888, but that's what you do to call. You folks know how to call. I'm Scott Sherman. I will take your calls. You got legal issues. Give us a buzz in the meantime. Let's take a minute or so here, Ian, and tell some details about the tragic passing here of Gary Shandling.
Yeah, there's not a apparently on TMZ, they said a 911 call was placed from his home, transported to the hospital, I guess, by ambulance. He was still alive at the hospital, but then... it looks like they lost him.
Yeah, very sad. And 66. So you look back, and 20 years ago was the Larry Sanders Show. So he was in his mid 40s. It's about my age. Brilliant stuff. What Jeffrey Tambor did as Hank Kingsley. I don't know if that's the best character in the history of television, or Rip Torn's Artie, the producer.
Right.
Horse manure. I mean, just. A hysterical rendition of what was really behind-the-scenes mockumentary of The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. And I don't like and have never liked The Office. So I don't know if people think that I'm crazy or stupid.
No, I didn't get into it either. Peon loved it. But
I did, until the last three or four seasons they lost.
How many seasons did they have? I mean, that's half the show was awful.
Maybe seven or eight.
Half the show was awful. The other half was awful, too.
The show was not very good.
When you compare and you go back and you look at some of those shows on the Larry Sanders Show that Gary Shandling wrote and starred in, some of the funniest stuff that's ever happened between that and, to me, way funnier than Seinfeld is Curb Your Enthusiasm with Larry David. Those two guys, Gary Shandling, Larry David, and, of course, Seinfeld, the way that they observe life and comment on things, I just can't say anything less than brilliant.
Yeah. No, they were all pretty much cut from the same cloth.
We're getting older. You're still young, Ian, but Dan, does it make you feel old, Gary Shandling dies?
Yes. Yeah, it does. He was part of his charm or whatever was his face, too. He had that scrunched up looking face where it looked like everything was stinking in the studio
and
or
self-deprecating.
Something. And
seemed to be very likable. And the Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, I never got into, but I did see that last week. I watched it with Colin. I loved it. It was great. I could have watched those guys all day.
Yeah.
And now he's gone. So, all right. We got calls?
We do.
Let's go to line one.
Fred.
You want your theme song first?
Oh, wait a second, Fred.
Come on, Fred.
Hammer down
Fred,
there.
No offense,
on,
but I got to put you on. Theme song.
Yeah. There we go.
Oh, how can we not? Who's singing?
On the side of the law. On the side of the law. Who is right? Who is wrong? Who is for and who's against the law? Well, you see, I.
And now, ladies
really
and gentlemen, it's time to ask the attorney.
But
Scott Sherman
couldn't make
is in
on the farm.
For This Side of the Law.
Oh, we have an announcer now.
Hey now!
On the Big 550 KTRS, call in with your legal questions to Scott Sherman now at 969-KTRS.
East of the Rockies.
Which is 5877.
And west of the Rockies.
I'm just trying to help. 888.
Are you east of the Rockies or west of the Rockies?
And a man has got to do the best.
Fred?
Hi. There's something that's bothered me for quite a while. There's two things that I see happen a lot, and I'm wondering why, and I done a little bit of research on one of them, that it's like when a juvenile commits a crime and they're trying to decide, well, should we charge him as an adult or as a juvenile? And I think a lot of times it's how good a lawyer does somebody get to decide how they get charged. And I'm wondering why they can't pass a law and say, if you commit a felony and you're a juvenile, you'll be tried as an adult. The only difference is that the jury can decide anything from what a juvenile would get up to what an adult can get.
Well,
that way there's no, well, he had a good lawyer, and that's why he got to get tried as a juvenile. And I'm going to ask another question. I'll listen I'll turn the radio on and listen.
Okay.
The other thing is when, like, three people commit a crime, they catch one, they don't catch the other two. And I've done a little research on this, and supposedly the Supreme Court knocked down making that person, the one that they caught, serve the other person's time. But I also read that Arizona found a way around it or something. And I'm just curious why they can't make that person, in other words, try the other two people in absentia. Here, you get to serve their sentence since you don't want to tell us who they are.
Great questions, Fred. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Let's do the first one first. In Missouri, 17 is enough to be automatically charged in the big boy court. So 17-year-old's a juvenile. They commit an offense. They're going to adult court. As you get into 16, 15, 14, then they have a hearing in the juvenile court in front of a judge to determine whether or not, based on a bunch of factors, including the seriousness of the offense, the history that person has had in the system, and maybe their lawyer. I mean, that's just the biggest criticism of the criminal justice system, is that the people who get the most expensive, most experienced lawyers get the best justice. And it's very similar to people that get the most expensive surgeon. I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean they're the best, but if someone's done 25 years in the criminal justice system, they started as a prosecutor, a public defender, they try a lot of criminal cases, yes, they're going to charge more money. I don't like the inequity of the level of service between, especially in the public defender system, which somebody called about one time, which unfortunately is underfunded. And before people get upset about that, understand where I'm coming from. To me, the Constitution, the Fifth Amendment right to due process, the Sixth Amendment right to counsel, the Fourth Amendment rights to keeping the government out of your life, those things are so important that they should not, in Missouri in particular, be underfunding the public defender system. Hire more well-experienced people, because you can't live on $25,000 a year unless you're right out of school. So he's right about that. As far as the other thing goes, you have to be convicted and do the time for what you did. If they don't catch the co-conspirators, they can't charge them or try them necessarily. In absentia, sometimes they may not have the evidence to do that. But to me, I don't like the idea of one person getting justice and their co-conspirators not. That goes for people they can't find, and in particular, it goes for people that cut deals to be the witness for the prosecution. So good sort of ethical and sort of esoteric legal questions there. Fred, we appreciate the call. Let's go to Tom, who is holding on line two. Hello. Is this Tom?
Yeah, this is Tom. How are you doing, Mr. Sherman?
I was doing better before Gary Shandling died, but you're making my day improve. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. Listen, the reason I'm calling, I wanted to ask Dan a favor. Dan, I'm going in for an ultrasound tomorrow. Do you think I could come down here and bum a few volumes off you?
Yeah, sure. I use the Valium for the
before
MRI.
Before you answer that, Tom is
hey,
works
a lot,
with the,
Dan. I'll be right down. I'm in the PM.
He's right. With the DEA. And I don't think he was down there to get him. I think he was down there to get you. Let's go to Charlie, who's on line three from the Justice Department, asking Dan to turn himself in for giving a controlled substance without a prescription. Hi, Charlie.
Hi. Listen, I am in the PM. And I'd like to know, when they do figure out child support, it's based on both parents' income?
Mm. Oh, can I take this, Scott?
Please do, Dan Strauss.
It's based
before
on...
Before you're arrested.
If it's you that is paying the child support, it's only based on your income. That's it. Is that correct?
There's usually factors in the expenses of the non-custodial parent and the custodial parent, and who has to expend certain things for certain amounts, how many kids there are, income levels, and the rest. There's a thing called a Form 14 on this side of the river. Are you in Illinois or Missouri?
Missouri.
Okay. So the Form 14 is sort of a, I guess it's a de facto default sort of way to calculate it to give you a rough draft of what you're going to pay. If you're interested, there's Form 14s online. You can just go to Google and put Form 14, run some numbers, and give yourself a generalized idea of what you would pay. But if you go to court and you say, look, some of these things that my former spouse is claiming are not for the kids or not true, then those numbers can change. Also, the second child is usually not as expensive as the first child if you have an obligation financially to the first child with another's baby's mom. But if you're curious as to what the ballpark amount is, I would go to Google, put in Form 14 Missouri, put in a few numbers, and give yourself an idea. But okay. It is based on, my knowledge, both the income level of the custodial parent would have the kid and claiming money, the wife, the ex-wife, and the non-custodial parent, that would be you, the person that has to pay.
If the custodial parent, the mother, if she isn't working, so that doesn't matter as far as what the support payment would be.
I think
on
it
my
does.
Part?
No, I think it does matter. I think it matters if she's not working voluntarily, or if she never worked or can't find work. So I think her level of income, as long as she's not sandbagging the system, would be a factor in the amount of money that the non-custodial, i.e., you, would pay. I do think that.
No, in that case, would they make him pay maintenance on top of the child support? You have a child support payment. Just say child support payment is $200 a month, and then the maintenance payment would be $300 a month on top of that, so you got a total of $500 a month that you're paying.
Charlie, here's my lawyerly answer to Dan. Maybe. But with respect to child support, I want you to run a Form 14, put the numbers in, and if she's sandbagging the system, meaning she used to work at, I don't know, Chrysler, and she was making 50 grand, you get divorced, she quit the next day, claims she can't work or isn't working, then that would be, hey, we'll impute the income you were making before. But if she's truly a stay-at-home mom, I think her lack of income is a factor in what you pay for those kids.
So she chose not to work.
Because
she's living off of my child support payment.
Let me advocate for you against her. Hey, go get a job. You can't just stay home because Charlie's working his butt off. That's not fair. You used to work. You chose not to work. Go out and work. That would be your argument for imputation and to reduce the amount of child support that you would have. I'm not going to advocate for her. I'm just going to tell you that if that's what she's doing, then that needs to be an issue, okay?
Yeah, if she's capable of working, they'll take that into account.
Boy, Dan knows all about that.
Oh, I've gone through this.
He has he has no Valiums available.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you,
sir. Very much.
All right. Very good. Let's go to Lynn on line four. Hi, Lynn.
Hi, I'm AM in the PM. And I have a question I'm hoping you can answer. I won a lawsuit several years ago where a guy took over $23,000 from me. So he's supposed to pay that to me, and I've never seen a cent. Of course, now he keeps taking contract jobs, and no one can find where he works. I noticed online when I go to CaseNet that he owes the government for back taxes, over $20,000, too. Is there any way I can get this money?
Is it a judgment from a jury, or was this a settlement agreement that you made with him?
No, it was in court, and he didn't show up, so the judgment went to me.
It's a default judgment. It's enforceable. How long ago was it?
Probably 4 years ago.
All right, so these things are good for about 10 years until you refresh them. Any asset that this person has that you could attach, What you're really looking for now is a collection lawyer. Because your first lawyer that filed and got the default judgment, I don't know if their fee is part of it. I don't know if you did it yourself. But what you're looking for now is somebody who can go find and turn that judgment into money. Now, it's a little concerning, I'm sure, for you that he's got some kind of tax levy against some of his assets, and they come first. But if he's got equity in his house and it's owned by himself, you can force the sale of that house. If he's got a bank attachment, you know what bank it is, or you think you do, you can go and do, try and get an asset attachment. You can.
Yeah, I've tried, and he keeps changing bank accounts and the whole bit. So he doesn't own a home.
Okay.
Somebody else bought a car for him that he's taking the payment on. So he has nothing. But he makes about $100,000 a year. He has a horrible gambling problem.
Oh, well, how does he make who pays him $100,000 a year? The casino? By gambling?
He makes it. He's an IT guy.
Well, somebody's right. Somebody's writing him a check.
When we were together, he was making about...
Oh! Yeah. Okay, bad boyfriend on top of it. All right. If you want to email me, lawofficeofscottsherman@gmail.com, I got a couple of guys that might find this fun. Find your scumbag ex-boyfriend who you have a judgment against and try and get that money. If you have good information, you know where he works... Maybe there's a way that they can play around with it. Maybe not. But this sounds like it's bothering you. You've got a judgment for $23,000. It's time to go get it. Put that energy into that. Okay?
Thank you so much. I'll send you an email.
Thanks, Lynn. All right. One more of this segment there?
Ian? Yes.
Let's go to Dan. Dan, are you arrested yet? Dan Strauss. Are you arrested yet?
No, not yet. I'm still here.
They're on their way with his...
they are?
No, it's a satire. Dan. Dan Caller. How you doing, buddy?
PM.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
My ex-wife, while we were married, took a credit card out in my name and for $6,000. Can I sue her?
Yes, it's also fraud.
Exactly. I turned it into the prosecuting attorney. I didn't have to pay it, but I want to know if I can sue her.
You absolutely can. She misappropriated your name or likeness for a benefit for herself without your permission. That's a form of invasion of privacy. She also committed fraud. That's a count in and of itself.
Your credit score, right? What charge is that?
That's part of the damages. You know, Dan's...
Well, I had a stroke over it, to be honest with you.
Oh, my goodness. You have all kinds of ability to sue this woman. Collecting? This is the problem that Lynn has. You could get a big judgment and then spend a bunch of time trying to chase her for the money. Did the prosecutor's office take the case?
I never heard anything about it. I asked my divorce attorney, and she told me that Jefferson County wouldn't do anything about it, but the credit card company might.
Okay. You have a very good civil fraud case, misappropriation case, against this former wife. It's ex-wife, right?
Oh, well, yeah, absolutely.
There you go. All right.
What's the statute of limitations?
I think on that, it's intentional act. I think it's 2 years. But if you were sick with a stroke, it would be 2 years from the day that you became competent again. So how long ago was this?
It was 10 years.
10 years.
Ooh.
Let me tell you something, Dan. You're lucky to get out of it alive. Because she was going to poison you with rat poison next.
You're not lying there.
And you're with us, and you're aiming the PM, right?
Oh, definitely.
There we go.
Thank you very much.
All right, there you go. These are fun. Phil, last one before our break. Great.
I have a real quick question. And first, let me ask you, if you have a renter in a house, can they carry some sort of liability if you ask them, like if the kids set the house on fire or if they leave the stove on and they leave and the house burns? And I got another question.
I would put that in my rental agreement and make them as a separate clause and make them initial it and agree before they're in the property that that's what you require them to do.
Okay, I messed up. I didn't do that.
All right, but that's okay. It's fixable in the next renter or when it becomes up for renewal.
Okay, now, what happened, I let him move in there. I found out it was my dad's house. He let the, he was in a nursing home and let the insurance expire. Everything happened so fast. He died in January. The house burned in February. They were messing me around. So I finally got hold of an insurance company. They sent an inspector out here, and it determined that it was kids' fire play. Okay. They sent another guy out that measured the house, want to know how old the furniture was. How old the furnace was, the stove, refrigerator, blah, blah, blah. Their renter's insurance company showed up. And I went in the house with her, even though it was burnt. And now I'm finding out through a lawyer, they didn't have insurance.
Yeah, I mean, it's a trap.
Why did they go through all this? And now they're telling me, I'm sorry, they didn't carry insurance.
I don't know what insurance companies do because I fight with them all the time, and sometimes they're crazy, and a lot of times they make no sense. I look at it like this. Are you a boxing fan in any way, Phil? Do you like the sport of boxing?
Not at my age now.
When you were young, in the old days, George Foreman, Joe Lewis, Muhammad Ali, those guys. Okay. There was a boxing referee when Mike Tyson was a big time named Mills Lane. He was a judge in Nevada. He'd say, protect yourself at all times. Let's get it on. Remember that?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
This is what I'm going to tell you, Phil, about the things in your life. Protect yourself at all times. Now let's get it on.
Fight the year off.
You cannot let people and the irresponsible nature of people be the thing and tipping point between you being successful and not successful. Renter's insurance, even if they had it, usually covers the contents of the home and not the structure of it. So even if these renters had renter's insurance, it probably wouldn't have paid you to refix this home.
It would have just covered their furniture and stuff and
their stuff. Yeah. That would have made you feel even worse. So I'm glad they didn't have renter's insurance, because then they would have got money and you would have got nothing. But you've got to make sure on the assets of whatever it is that you're either in charge of for your dad, or you've inherited from somebody else, or that you acquire, and we talked about it last hour, to protect yourself at all times.
Right. So even though I got a hold of their agent, she said, the structure damage is covered because they had a policy. I'm just in a boxing ring now.
Wait, they said it's covered by the policy?
That's what she told me. On the phone, she said, yes, there is structural damage. Because I told them that they got a policy in case something happened, ensure that the kids were playing with candles and wires while the parents were passed out at 9 o'clock in the morning. Hmm. Now, here comes all the inspectors out. And now I had to get a lawyer involved, and all of a sudden, they didn't have insurance.
If you have a lawyer that looked into it, because I'm sure they were working at that point on a contingency fee, they wanted coverage. And if they're telling you there's no coverage, then there's no coverage.
Thanks, sir.
I wish that we could go in a time machine and tell Gary Shandling to go to the hospital sooner and tell Phil to go get insurance, make sure that it's covered. All right, buddy?
Thanks, sir.
You're welcome. All right.
Hey.
Ugh, I hate hearing those stories. All right, let's take ourselves a little break. When we come back, more calls. Jim, Jesse, hold on. Other folks, 969-5877, 888-550-5877. This is the Large Morning Show. I'm Scott Sherman. Be right back.
Meet me.
Let's get a check on traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan. Well, we followed southbound 55 down, and everything looks great there. Southbound 270 is just a little heavy between 40 down through Manchester. The downtown bridge approach, eastbound 40 was slowing from about the Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. Starting to get that slowdown on westbound 44 as you head to the construction in Hampton, and it was slowing from about Kings Highway. And this traffic report is brought to you by Hum by Verizon. Put some smarts in your car. Plug in Hum by Verizon to get vehicle diagnostics, emergency incident alerts, and pinpoint roadside assistance. For a smarter, safer car, go to hum.com. With your Ridge of Mortgage Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095. The Big 550 KTRS and Children's Miracle Network Hospitals have partnered together to raise money for the St. Louis Children's Hospital and SSM Health Cardinal Glennon Children's Hospital.
Children's Miracle Network Hospitals heal thousands of kids each year. Kids like me and my brother Landon.
On Friday, April 1st, from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., McGraw, Martin Kilcoyne, John Carney, and Frank O'Pinion are dedicating their shows to this worthy cause.
You can change a life.
Please donate now by going to KTRS.com and look for the events tab.
Do it now.
Thank you, St. Louis.
Hi, it's Frank O'Pinion. I bought a lot of cars in my life. I like cars. I really like cars. But not everybody can buy a lot of cars. I've been fortunate. I could do that. And I don't know if it's fortunate or just the fact that I worked since I was 11 years old. But I've had cars. Now, my dad, on the other hand, didn't have a lot of cars. In my entire life, before I left home, he was able to buy one car that I remember. Just one. It was a very plain car. But it was the thrill of his life. I mean, I'll never forget the thrill of what a big deal it was. And that's what happens to Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. Whether you buy a car every year or 2 years or 5 years, it's a thrill. And it's a big deal. And it should be a big deal. And they want it to be. They want it to be special. That's how they deal with people. So forget all this. Somebody's got this price and this inventory. Of course, everybody has several cars, and some people have multiple locations, and the lease deal is probably available somewhere else that's available at Londoff. But they don't have John Londoff, and they don't have his staff. A staff that's trained to do business the way John and his dad before him did business. And that's treat people right and the way they'd want to be treated if they were customers. That sounds so corny, and I know that. But you're not going to understand how true it is until you at least give them a shot at your business when you're looking for a car. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. He'll give you a big hug if he's there, too, so be ready for that. Get your hugging hat on. Or whatever, you're hugging whatever on. And get ready for the Londoff love. The Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270 or 24/7 at Londoff.com.
Wouldn't you like to save on your home or commercial building's energy costs? Hi, this is Steve Mace with Aladdin Insulation. If your energy bills are out of control, there's something you can do through improved insulation. If your home or commercial building isn't properly insulated, it's allowing cold air to seep in the winter and hot air in the summer. You can save hundreds and possibly thousands a year on your energy costs with one call to Aladdin Insulation. For over 65 years, my team at Aladdin Insulation has been making homes and commercial buildings more energy efficient. Aladdin Insulation can install spray foam, standard fiberglass, or blown fiberglass, lowering your energy costs by over 20% each year. Call us for a free assessment at 636-947-8000. That's 636-947-8000. Or see our website at truteam.com. Call Aladdin Insulation now to start saving on your heating and cooling bills this year. Aladdin Insulation, 636-947-8000.
The signs are there. Spring is just around the corner. Finally, it'll be the time of year to put your feet up and enjoy the outdoors in your yard. But on what? On that old rickety weathered patio furniture? Instead, head to Suburban Leisure Center to take advantage of tremendous savings on new patio sets. Suburban Leisure Center has a great selection of everything you'd need to have yourself a mini resort in your yard with patio furniture from all the top brands, plus umbrellas and just about everything you'd need that will make you go, ah, on the patio. And a tremendous savings. And because you can actually sit on the furniture and feel the quality at Suburban Leisure Center, it's a lot better than ordering on the internet and hoping it looks like what you saw online.
Sure, this is it. Chair looks a lot smaller and lighter.
Isn't it time to replace that old weathered outdoor furniture you've put up with for years?
What are you waiting for?
With Suburban Leisure Center's unmatched selection and prices, you'll get what you need for less. Suburban Leisure Center is on Olive, just a mile west of 141.
Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
All right, men, here's a lesson on how to avoid being that guy. That guy cleans his CPAP system by hand every day. What a hassle. But this guy uses SoClean, the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. That guy has disgusting germs growing in his system, which could make him sick. This guy kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes with SoClean. And that guy, he doesn't even know there's a better way. This guy knows for a limited time you can try SoClean at home, risk-free for 30 days. All you have to do is call 1-800-700-1821. SoClean is the revolutionary hands-free way to clean your CPAP system. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your system is clean and fresh in minutes. Don't be that guy. Be this guy. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free for 30 days. 1-800-700-1821. Hurry, that's 1-800-700-1821.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter.
Walter Knoll Floors. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florists can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Floors, your personal florist since 1883.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend, John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
The earnings tax hurts working people and keeps St. Louis from growing. A no vote on Proposition E phases this tax out over 10 years. A full decade is a long time. Families and small businesses never get so much time to figure out their budget. Our city leaders can find ways to replace the earnings tax. We could save money by modernizing our systems and cutting waste. On April 5th, vote no on Proposition E. 10 years is plenty of time. Paid for by Vote No on the E-Tax. Debbie Schneider, Treasurer.
Every floor in stock is on sale at Lumber Liquidators' end-of-quarter clearance sale. 100 million square feet of top-quality flooring is priced to move. Get incredible deals on 60 styles of North American and European laminate, including the look of oak, maple, or cherry for under a dollar. 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from just 99 cents. Save $2 a square foot on beautiful Bellawood 3/4-inch solid Brazilian cherry and get pre-finished solid bamboo from $149. Plus wood-look tile, vinyl plank, and more from 69 cents. And pay no interest until 2018. The end-of-quarter clearance sale is going on now, so visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Attention food truck operators, concessionaires, and chefs everywhere. B&J Peerless Restaurant Supply is having their three-day open house sale March 28th through 30th at their warehouse showroom on Page at Dealman in Overland. If you are in the food preparation industry, you cannot afford to miss this sale. Enjoy free hot dogs, popcorn, and more while you update your food service equipment with the lowest prices of the year. It's B&J Peerless Restaurant Supply's open house sale March 28th through 30th online at bjpeerless.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, Frank here. There was a song from the 60s, and it went like this. I'll do the musical part, too. Hot town, summer in the city, back of my neck, getting dirt and gritty. We're going to have that pretty soon. Hot town, summer in the city. But the back of your neck shouldn't be dirty and gritty if you're in the house because your air conditioning should be working. If it's not, you know who to call. Matheny. Matheny Heating and Cooling. And by the way, we're not that far from that hot weather because we had a pretty mild winter. So who knows? Maybe we'll have a really hot summer. Bring it on. You don't care if your heating and cooling system is working the way it should. And if it's not, Matheny Heating and Cooling. Here's... who is, let's see, what would the proper word be? You are eligible, I guess, to be a customer of Matheny Heating and Cooling if you live in St. Louis or St. Charles counties. Either county, any part of the county. Now, don't worry about what you have. Well, my system is so old, I bet they don't work on it. Yes, they do. My system is brand new. I wonder if they know that technology. Yes, they do. Doesn't matter about the type either. You can be a business, you can be a home. 74 years, you're not too big or too small. And they're never going to be too big to treat you like you're the first customer they ever had. That's the way they work. You'll never again need to call anybody else or want to. Matheny Heating and Cooling, MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com.
On this side of the law, on that side of the law, who is right, who is wrong, who is for and who's against the law?
The musical stylings of Johnny Cash, accompanied by HIPAA-compliant producer Dan Strauss.
Welcome back to This Side of the Law, featuring Scott Sherman. Your legal advice questions are welcome.
East of the Rockies, west of the Rockies. Thank you very much. Bill Cleveland fans, Bill will be on in the playoffs in the next hour. We'll have Mike Evans as well in the next hour. I'm Scott sitting in for Frank and Jim. You're on the Large Morning Show.
Hey, thanks, man. I'm glad I got through. I want to, first of all, I want to tell everybody out there please, and maybe you can comment on this, please pick up the phone, call your insurance agent, and ask for something called underinsured motorists. Not uninsured, but underinsured motorists.
Absolutely.
Because it's very cheap and nobody knows about it. My insurance agent didn't even bring it up to me. And my wife got hit by an 18-wheeler, is permanently paralyzed. And you find out real quick that there's only a minimum limit of $700,000 of coverage that these guys have to take. They drive LLCs. They go out of business in a heartbeat. And you're left with, you know, millions of dollars of hospital bills. Well, not millions, but over what you get back, and you live the rest of your life different. And I just wanted to, maybe you can comment on that, but
Jim, you're absolutely right.
It's called underinsured motorists.
UIM is called in the industry. We did an entire hour, in hour number one, about insurance coverages. We included UIM coverage. It is dirt cheap. It's less than $100 a year to get $500,000 in coverage per person, and it even is cheaper than that for lower amounts. We strongly advise people to go look at your DEC page, your declaration page, tonight or sometime this week. Go over it with your agent, and if they don't know what they're talking about, call the station and we'll get you somebody else. We really appreciate it. It's a great service.
I do have a question, though.
Yes, sir.
Because of my situation, you know, they throw paperwork in front of you. They do their due diligence. It wasn't a, it wasn't an advertising agency that we used, but it also wasn't a mom and pop. And they say, you know, okay, this is your coverage. This is it. This is all we're going to get. They're going to go out of business next year, or they're going to go out of business as soon as we do this because they're an LLC. I have this question about, if we did the right thing, how do we know?
Was this on the settlement agreement itself?
Yes, on the settlement agreement. Is there something that I can do to put my mind at rest? It is what it is, and it was what it was. It was only a year ago.
Put your mind at rest. $750,000 is the minimum amount for DOT regulated over the road trucks to carry for bodily injury per person. Most of this is get the money that you can get that's guaranteed. And if you got a big judgment, you never would have gotten more than that. You likely would have run into high expenses, long periods of waiting, the possibility of additional legal fees, expenses, maybe a higher percentage.
You're quoting exactly what they told us.
That is not a bad thing to say to a client when it's in the client's best interest. So if you have faith that your lawyer did the right thing, I'm telling you, the words that I'm using are what the words are that they should have used. I can't tell you that what you've gone through is going to get better over time, but usually when a case is settled and the money is distributed, the focus then becomes on the continuing improvement, life improvement, medical improvement of the injured party, and things do get somewhat better. So I can't tell you, oh, it's great, because it's a horrible mess that you would trade
I'll be honest,
money.
She's awesome. She works. She drives.
Oh, great.
I'm with her right now.
But you tell her it's all the best
it's just
from
a matter of thinking that everybody else is getting $5 million for coffee in their lap. And
they're not. Well, we have a whole show about that. They're not.
Right.
And they never did. You don't get paid for things that don't happen. And most people who get $750,000 or $100,000 or $5 million or $2 million or $50,000 would trade that and more for it never to have happened.
Hey, Jim, you said
good result.
Well, thank you for two things, the peace of mind and for getting that other information out there on the air.
You said she's paralyzed?
Yes,
is she paraplegic or quad?
Yeah, no, we're good.
Is it just her legs?
No. From the waist down. But
from the waist down.
We just called our new normal.
Awesome.
Oh, okay, so good.
All the best to you, to her. And if you want to hear our whole hour seminar on this, you can go to KTRS.com, frankopinion.com, right, Ian, and the shows are
KTRS.com
are
up there.
Yeah. So there
you go. Thanks for the format.
Anytime. All the best to your wife.
Bye-bye.
All right, there's Jim. Very good. Derek?
One more quick one, maybe.
All right, let's go to, I think this is Jesse. Hello, Jesse.
Hello. AM and the PM.
Hallelujah.
I have a question about copywriting a few songs. I have some songs that I want to copyright, and I looked on the website to to do that, and they have two different forms. And one is for a full CD, and the other one's for a single song. I want to know what the difference is in the two. Can you answer that?
Yeah, I'll go into it a little bit. When you make a work of art, anything that's unique, by making it itself, you already have a copyright that you can enforce. But if you want that Circle C, if you want it to be registered with the Copyright Office, then you want to do as much as you can about not only the lyric that you've written, but also the composition of the work itself. So if you have sheet music, you want to copyright that. If you have lyrics, like a poem almost, you want to copyright that. Then if you have the performance of said lyric plus music, then you want to perform that and send that in also. I would do it one by one and song by song. I mean, most CDs have 10 songs. It's not that expensive. But I want you to understand this. You don't have to spend any money for something unique to be copyrighted. It's not magic once you make it that someone's going to come along and make the exact same song with the exact same lyrics. But if you want that peace of mind and you want to protect yourself from other people using that work without compensating you, you should go song by song and make sure you're not only doing it as the performance, but also for the sheet music and also for the lyrics. Ask any old style recording artist that sold their rights away to these sleazy record companies in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, and they will tell you that they would have never signed those important rights away had they known what they were getting into.
Right.
And it's dirt cheap to do. If you need help or want help, I have the best guy who specializes in intellectual property. You can talk to him about how to do it. And maybe he could help you, and it'd be economical if you're interested. You can send me an email, lawofficeofscottsherman@gmail.com, and I'll get you in touch with him.
Thank you very much. It was very informative.
All right, great. Time for traffic?
I don't know if Tim might have to wait till after.
It's busy. Yes. It's a rush hour. What are we going to say other than that? Gary Shandling passed away. I'm upset about it. But we'll cheer you up at the top of the next hour after news. Ian, Dan, and Scott, this is the Big 550 KTRS. We'll